Nearly two-thirds of young federal employees say they're perceived differently in the workplace because of their age. That's according to the results of a Federal News Radio survey as part of our special report, What Millennials Really Want from Federal Service. Though many millennials indicated they prefer to stay in government, many say their frustrations in the office drive them to look for other options. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
PJ Rivera spent about 5 years at the Health and Human Services Department before he joined Deloitte. He remembers what it was like to come into government, out of college, and work with some of his coworkers, like Debbie, who had been in the office for decades. She started off as a GS-2 and eventually retired as a GS-13.
And she was an amazing person. I think she's very much kind of the archetype of what you're describing, of someone that can be in government for 35-plus years, work your way up from a GS-2 to GS-13, which is an incredible story. And I'll say Debbie played a unique role in the office in the sense that she knew the department, she knew all the key players in the agency, she knew how to handle certain types of issues. She was kind of this go-to person that, while she came up and through an administrative track, she became kind of a political and organizational savant because she was there for so long that she became invaluable to us. And she had that kind of historical perspective and organizational memory that a lot of us did not have, being an office full of politicals, some interns and some fellows and what have you, in addition to kind of our principal leadership. And obviously, I was the opposite of that. When Debbie was a couple years away from retirement, being there for 20, 30 years, I was in my early 20s managing kind of grant programs and contract programs for the agency.
Rivera acknowledged that maybe his mindset going into his first job wasn't the most appealing, especially to people like Debbie and an older generation of colleagues who often perceive the millennial crowd as lazy or entitled.
I will admit, I remember when I first entered the workforce, and again, I was in the office with Debbie and several other senior leaders who were all awesome. But I remember walking in and I, as a millennial, was just like, so where's my desk? Where's my phone? This is my first job. What programs do I get to manage and lead? And there was just a sense of like, I worked really hard. I've gotten a lot of student loan debt. I've gone through this kind of really rough experience and I expect certain things. Whereas Debbie's like, all right, you be quiet, go in the corner. You need to read all the correspondence, start summarizing them. And I got a lot of tasks that I was just like, what is this? I didn't go to college for this. And in time, and I think I'm a benefactor of going through the system pretty early, in time I recognized how much I was missing and how every task and how everything teaches me in a very different way. And I feel like within this generation that happens a lot among my contemporaries. And I think some of those shared behaviors and shared values that are probably as a result of our education system manifest themselves in a way in which there is kind of an observable divide at times between the way we just approach our work.
Rivera says he quickly realized what he was missing, and his supervisors took extra time and gave him opportunities to take the lead on office projects. His outlook on the office culture quickly changed. A Federal News Radio survey found that 61% of federal employees say they feel they're perceived differently at work because of their age. 22% say they're not sure. Rivera agreed. He said he felt different because often he was the youngest person in the room. But his experience was relatively positive. He left government back in 2010, but he says he'd like to return someday, with the hope of being a chief human capital officer for an agency himself. Alex Schluter is a natural resource specialist and a presidential management fellow within an office at the U.S. Forest Service. Schluter acknowledges that his experience in government as a PMF is different than many of his other colleagues in his age group in government. But like many others in his mid-20s, Schluter says he's the youngest by far in his small office of four people. He's focused on becoming a line officer one day within the National Forest System. Schluter says he often works with detailees who come in from other bureaus in the Forest Service, and it's given him an opportunity to learn more about the agency he hopes to join.
We just had one, a gentleman in our office that sat next to me, and he was the older generation, an older generation than me, about the age of my father. And it was fun sitting next to him and learning about the history of wilderness in our agency, because this is what we're working on. And then basically I learned a lot from him about that. And then he learned a lot from me about normal everyday computer things. Just being a younger generation, couldn't find something, and I'll quickly like give him a tip on the best approach to find it, or, you know, whatever I could help with. And it was a good give and take.
But not all millennials are having this kind of positive experience, and that's driving some of them close to a breaking point. Tony is a middle-aged federal IT specialist. He didn't want to use his full name or his agency because he wanted to speak more candidly about his experience, and he didn't get permission from his agency to speak to the press. But Tony works closely with a young colleague, a millennial, and they've worked together for several years now. She's worked her way up from intern to administrative assistant to project manager. Tony says it's because of this experience that he's come to realize how dysfunctional his agency is, because despite her advancements, Tony says his colleagues' ideas often get overlooked by their agency's managers. As an example, Tony says his colleague might make a suggestion in a meeting. Her supervisors will say, "We'll consider it." But Tony says he'll make the same suggestion later in the meeting, and their managers will agree to it. Tony also says his colleague often sits around with nothing to do. That's because their supervisors give her work based on the work of other project managers in the office, and they might take up to 2 weeks to finish a job. She, on the other hand, can often finish a project within a couple of days. And Tony says the final project is usually more well thought out and more thoroughly researched. Tony says that even though his colleague has often gotten awards for her work, his supervisors won't take her to the next step because she hasn't been at the agency as long as the others in the department, who also usually have a higher GS level than her. But now Tony says his colleague is fed up. She says she'll wait until July, and if nothing changes, she'll look for a job at another agency or outside of government altogether. Rivera says it no longer makes sense that agencies should rely on a few senior employees with decades of experience. Instead, they should think more about collaborating and interacting with each other in a different way.
We can't hold people in their seats, and we can't expect people remaining there present forever to kind of be the keepers of the knowledge and keeping the keepers of kind of institutional memory. But when it begs the question of, like, how do we collaborate and organize differently?
He says it's the knowledge that he's gained from his fellow coworkers at HHS who have 20 or 30 years of experience, and that brings value in the long run.
I learned a lot about leadership. I learned a lot about policy. I learned a lot about budget formulation, budget execution, how that really drives strategy within an agency. So what I was able to learn very quickly by interacting with them was also something that set me apart when I came to Deloitte, because I just had this wealth of experience and knowledge and that was passed down to me from people that have been in their careers for 20 to 30 years.
In Washington, Nicole Ogrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.